Athens-Clarke County Commissioners continued work on the county's budget at a meeting on Tuesday. Much of the meeting was taken up by a discussion on the thorny issue of a living wage. While most commissioners broadly agreed that the county should pay its employees a living wage of $15 an hour, they differed on some of the details. One of those details is whether part-time and seasonal employees should be included in the pay bump. That's a proposition that District 8's Carol Myers pushed back on.
I'm going to have a hard time supporting having seasonal employees getting $15 an hour when I look at the numbers that we received today, considering our retirees. I was just in shock when I saw the increases that they have not gotten.
District 2's Mariah Parker suggested that it wasn't necessarily an either-or choice.
I also, I guess, take issue with pitting, like, whether to prioritize our retirees or our current employees as it's either ors or reasons not to do one because there is an injustice in the other category. I would love to work with my colleagues to figure out a way to address both issues.
Commissioners also tangled over where the money for a living wage should come from. While some potential cuts were largely non-controversial, a proposal to scrap a $75,000 purchase of leaf vacuums caused some consternation among commissioners. District 7's Russell Edwards.
I support these machines because they're going to help clean our streets and maintain our infrastructure, keep them looking good, keep our bike lanes clear.
District 6's Jesse Houle responded.
You know, we're talking about leaf collection materials, some streetlights, and a railroad quiet zone for a very privileged part of town as higher priorities than paying people above a poverty wage who work for us to use those tools. I think we need to think very hard about the fact that we have job postings right now for $8.03 an hour.
Commissioners meet again next Tuesday for their regular monthly session, which will also serve as the next public comment opportunity on the budget. Commissioners are expected to vote on next year's budget at a June 15th special session. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.